Hey everyone, welcome back to the new episode of Radio Say. You're watching this as a result of the YSA platform. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Lots of thoughts on it, so enjoy.
Hi everyone, so this is going to be a much shorter episode. I know I haven't been uploading in a bit. I've always been questioning how personal I want to be on this podcast, which is how like how to balance that. But basically, I've been going through a lot with so I was like, should I say it? But like, it's weird because this is the whole premise of the episode, or like the whole thing, the main topic, which essentially, I guess I'll go ahead and say it. I've been going through a breakup. And I'm not going to say anything about the relationship, but I do want to talk about, like, how to heal, how to get over that, you know what I mean? Because I think it'd be, like, really, like, important and useful. Just, like, perhaps even if it's just for me to, like, go back to, or if this helps other people as well. I do think, like, losing someone can be difficult, and of course there's different like ranges for that. Some are obviously a lot more difficult than others, and so if you find these tips helpful, cool, awesome. But if you don't find these tips awesome, like helpful, it is like, I also understand. And I think also, yeah, like I think I wish, as part of you wishes, I had these, this, like, whole box of advice and tips, like, years ago when I was losing friendships, because I think losing friendships can also hurt, and I feel like that's, like, a hurt that's, like, not spoken about a lot as well. And so, here are my recommendations about going through loss. number one, write. Okay, or if you can't write, do like release the pain somewhere, somehow. Talking about it can be a bit of a cliche, and for someone like me who finds it hard to like share your feelings with people, like really, what's it called then? Like writing about it can really help. I highly recommend. I've written so much poetry of like the years of my life over the different situations that have happened. I've written like so many stories. I've like some of my like, yeah, like a lot of my creative work has been very heavily influenced by that pain. And I think it's like creative work can be an outlet for it. I do think it's possible to be a creative genius without pain. I do think, though, personally for me, I find that difficult, and for whatever reason, yeah, I don't know why. I find it difficult to tap into my creativity a bit more when there isn't like a deep, deep source of pain, which is like very like, that's something I need to address. I guess like perhaps in therapy, but I've also been writing about a concept. Because it's an intriguing one. Like, am I good at what I do? Am I able to come up with things that I'm proud of or think are authentic and interesting? If it's not steeped in pain or in response to pain, is my creative genius dependent on me going through trauma? Like, yeah, anyways, I found that interesting. That's a very interesting topic, and I would like to open the floor about like what your thoughts are on that. But I think also like sometimes like it's very important to like, sometimes when you go through a loss, it can be like, it's hard to manage the multiple things in our brains that could be happening, because now that I'm older, I'm able to, like a part of me is like, no, it's not personal, or like a part of me is like, no, like, like I need to think of this perspective, I need to think of that perspective, I need to consider my feelings, I need to consider this and that, blah 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 blah, I need to consider how to get better, etc. And like you're trying to like balance all of, like, these ideas of like what you know is fact or what you know is true, and some of it is like even what you don't know is fact, even what you don't know is true, what is hard to untangle, what is hard to see as the truth. And it can be very difficult to like balance all of these like multiple facets at like once. I do recommend like just like taking it a little easy and try and find the answers where you can. Some answers you might not necessarily get. I was privileged enough to eventually find the answers that I need. But that being said, it can be quite difficult, like, well, because I've been in situations where I had no means or ways of gaining access to answers in any ways, and I do feel as though a lack of answers, at least for me, can like really prolong the pain and like the questioning, and like you just like get stuck in that like same feeling. And it's like hard to come out of, and it's like you try and occupy your time, you try and occupy your day, and like it's and then the moment there's silence, the moment you try and go to sleep, you're zapped into that feeling once again, and it can be very difficult to like untangle, and it's like this weird balancing act, I think, as you get older, or like at least when you try to work on your mental health, and you can see, like, the stuff that you remember from when you were doing really well with, like, your mental health that was, like, recent, or, maybe it's stuff that you learned from, like, Bible school about, like, seasons and, like, God bringing people into your life, or if you're not religious, maybe it's, like, or if you're spiritual, like, maybe it's something about, like, the law of attraction, or, like, something about, like, how, like, you're supposed to just flow with whatever's happening and with the universe and assume that things will turn out well, or like if you're of any other religious belief, I do not know nearly enough, but if like, or even if you don't believe in anything, I think it can be just a good practice to like know that if you have to force things to happen, it can be good to just take like a little moment to like look at why does it have to be forced? Why isn't it naturally flowing? And perhaps even consider the fact that the reasons are naturally flowing is because it's not meant to be. It doesn't serve you. It doesn't serve the people around you for it to be. It's someone else will be better served if something were to occur a certain way, which can be difficult. It can be difficult to like place yourself, like understand and respect your own individual experience, and also respect and understand like the experiences of others and the experiences of a community and of a family and of like multiple people at once. And it's like it's so difficult to like do that like balancing act, which is what I've been finding this time, just because I'm definitely am older and I can feel that. That being said, it doesn't change the fact that like old little insecurities still can like creep up and be like, "Ayo, you missed me," and you can sometimes wonder if like if the reason that like the person is like gone, if it's because of your fault or something that you did or anything, like any inadequacies on your part. And I think a good practice is just trying to recognize, like as cliche and as difficult as it is, it really has very little to do with you. If it does have something to do with you, something like very tangible that like you did that has nothing to do, like how can I like put this? If you know that you genuinely messed up and genuinely said or did things that actively like hurt the person, like that led to like this relationship disintegrating or this person being gone for your life,
if you know, because of specific actions and deeds, like, that, like, compared to knowing that, like, you tried your best, but perhaps, like, wondering, was it good enough, or was, like, then you question if your worthiness, or if your goodness, and if you know that every action that you did have good intent behind it, or at least that you did put in effort and you did try, like, that's good enough, you know what I mean? Like, you need, like, if you know, though, that, like, I don't know, it's hard to, like, that decipher specifically what it, when perhaps you have done something wrong, and perhaps when you did nothing wrong. A lot of times it will be the case where you did nothing wrong, but, like, I think this, a principle to take note of is that regardless of whether you did anything wrong, regardless of whether the other person did anything wrong, it is so important to forgive. Forgive yourself for treating yourself badly during this time. Forgive yourself for every bad old thing you said or did. Forgive yourself for perhaps even sacrificing certain aspects of who you are. Forgive yourself for, like, anything and everything. Forgive yourself for hate, for love, for kindness, for, like, etc. Like, forgive yourself. Forgive yourself for lost time. Forgive yourself for too much time. Forgive yourself, like, forgive yourself for, like, feeling guilty. Forgive yourself for being mad and blaming the other person. Forgive yourself for whatever it is. Forgive yourself. Like, and it's a thing that I didn't realize I was going to have to do. And I really wish I knew this earlier. Because then every time I lost a friend, I think I would have coped in so much better, and it would have gotten, like, I would have healed exponentially. Or at least a lot faster, you know. And I think the problem is that, like, the healing process is kind of, it comes in waves. And so you will get better, and then you might crash again. And then you'll get better, and then you'll crash again. And that's, like, I guess the uncertain parts that can be, like, a little freaky for some people. But, like, when you are experiencing high, embrace and rejoice in the, like, highs, or the good moments, or the moments where you feel like you're breathing again, or, like, you feel a little bit more alive, feel a little bit more grateful than, like, perhaps you did, like, for the past two or three days, you start crying again, you know? It's okay to, like, just, like, genuinely appreciate any moments of joy, and allow yourself to feel the pain, and you're not a burden for feeling pain. And if anyone doesn't know how to give you advice, or doesn't know how to support you, that's probably because they don't know how to support their own pain, or they don't know how to, like that's, they, like, it's very interesting asking people about advice, or, like, when it goes to people for support, or for, like, people to, like give you kindness, or, like, I don't know, when you disclose that you're experiencing something painful, the way people react, try not to, like, use it as, like, proof that they don't care, or proof, like, in quotation marks, that, like, somehow this is a burden, because that's false. That's absolutely false. And anyone who makes you feel that way does not know how to cope with their own feelings, and so they don't know how to support other people as well. I think about when are the times when most human beings are the best at truly supporting other human beings in pain and hurt, etc. I think it's when we're children. I think, like, I remember back when I was a kid, if anyone was feeling sad or pain, I was able to sit there with them. I was able to support them, and, like, not, like, feel weird or feel awkward, or, like, not, like, weird or awkward, but not feel, like, inadequate. That's the correct word. I don't feel weird or awkward. I feel inadequate in my ability to support them. Rather, like, I'll just be present. I'll be able to be present and support. And even if my kid advice was silly or whatever, Like, I was so present and there and able, and like, I know I was able to, like, give all of my attention to that person and give my very best advice from that point of view and my very best form of care, you know? And I think now, as that I'm older, I have gone through things, and I can see how it's changed my response with when other people go through pain, because I want to show support and care, but I'm not sure how to be present fully in there. Like, I then become like, it then becomes, I then start to feel inadequate in my ability to care for others. I think that's just a sign that I need to work on it. You know what I mean? I need to work on, like, being present with my own feelings and not brushing my own feelings aside, and show care and support to my own feelings and allow myself to just feel whatever I'm feeling without any shame for feeling emotions, without trying to rush myself out of feeling emotions, you know? And I think with building that ability, I'll be able to be more present with other people and not sit uncomfortably in being present, like, with emotion. And then I'll be able to, like, better support people, I feel, as well. And lose myself, you know what I mean? That being said, like, I do care, and I do have lots of love for people. I think
I'm working on it. I think we're all growing people with our own paths. And I guess, do I have any other advice? Go for walks, go for a run. Like, I was at lunch, like, the other day, and so, like, I was sitting next to a group, like, of people, and, like, two of them the same, not, like, eavesdrop, but, like, this was great advice. I'm glad I heard it. It's that, like, basically, it seems like a lot of people are going through a tough time, obviously of varying degrees, and like, that's, like, a thing that I've just noticed on campus. I've noticed with a lot of people I've been interacting with, like, with friends and family back home, with, like, just, like, I've been noticing, like, there's been a lot of pain and struggle and loss, or, like, stress, or, like, it's just, like, something's been happening, you know? And what these two people were saying on the table is that, like, oh yeah, going for a workout, it really helped me get all that, like, stress and anxiety out, so that it, like, I stopped, like, overthinking, and I can just focus and put my energy into something productive. And, like, the other person then said, oh yeah, like, that's, I need to do that too, like, that's so good. I also feel like part of the reason I've been feeling worse is because I've been talking badly about people. And those are two points that I really want to expand on, okay? The person who was talking about working out, I was like, wow, like, really inspired. But also, like, I feel like with the way they were able to phrase how they were basically using working out as a means of, like, refocusing the energy, I think that can help. Don't use working out as a distraction. I think distractions will probably hurt you more. Like, none of the advice I'm giving you is for distractions. The advice I'm giving you is to actively confront your feelings and or work on giving yourself things that give you progress, things that you can see tangible change in and that give back to you, and so that you can feel accomplished and proud of the things you're doing at least once a day, at least once a month, you know what I mean? So then it's not just about, like, distracting yourself. It's also about, like, rebuilding confidence, rebuilding faith, learning how, like, rebuilding, like, your ability to plan for the future, something to look forward to, opening up possibilities.
And so that's it's a very important thing. Please note, I'm taking a lot of this advice from various different channels of sources. Like, the idea of, like, having, making sure that you do things as progress instead of a distraction. I took that from Matthew Hussey. And it's interesting, like, revisiting Matthew Hussey's, like, YouTube videos. Because when I was younger, I used to, like, watch him religiously because I was attempting to make myself straight, and part of my attempt to do that was to learn how to seduce men. And then I got into trouble for watching how to seduce men YouTube videos because a family member of mine, who I won't say now because much love and respect, well, actually, no, much forgiveness for them. they ratted me out. it's funny. Funny now, not funny then. But yeah, I got into trouble for watching videos like that. But basically, what I'm trying to say now is that like the breakup video, so top 10, highly recommend. If you're someone who's interested in dating guys and you want to know how to get a guy to like you, he's not the worst person to watch. I will say that. He, like, the advice he gives wasn't like I really, when I think back to the other stuff I was watching, that was like not only cringy, I don't like the word cringy, I feel like it villainizes like different interests of people, like, but like it was definitely like concerning. like I don't know, like, how could you, like, where's the space for authenticity if you're learning how to be a dark feminine person? like where's this, like, you know what I mean, where's true honest connection if you're just learning how to manipulate people and make sure that, like, you stay high status and you keep them coming back for more. I'm sorry, okay, now they feel like silly titles. But that being said, if you enjoy the content, enjoy the content. Like, who am I to judge? I enjoyed it once too. But yeah, I don't know. Now that I'm older, I definitely do feel as though those videos definitely tainted my perception of heterosexual dating, which, by the way, perfectly possible to fall in love and meet someone of the opposite gender / sex or whatever, or like even the word opposite gender, you know what I mean, like, I don't like the binary, but oh, you know what I mean, in this binary world, like meeting someone who, like, fits into that, like, category societal wise looks wise whatever, in the way that will, yeah. It is possible to find love there and to find authentic love that is, like, respectful and, like, mutual, you know. Or if you want disrespectful love, I mean, that's not for me. Am I concerned? I guess a little bit. But I guess if you're consenting and, like, you have boundaries on how that works, you do you too. But I guess what I'm trying to say is that loss is difficult. It does happen, and we can often question why it happens. And sometimes there is no clear answer. If you can't get an answer, great. If you can't, I am sorry, because I understand how difficult it is when you don't have one. Yeah, and like I think about, like, loss of anyone in any shape or size. I even think too, when my grandparents died, I try not to talk about that, because that's a different kind of pain. But the nice, and not the nice thing, but, like, I guess the one thing about that kind of pain is that that I appreciated is that, like, if I tried, like, any anger I felt, I didn't feel like, I don't know,
I felt more valid in that pain. And I think I have this tendency of like devaluing or like invalidating my emotions. And I guess I think something I appreciated about like that type of pain, which I don't wish to ever go through again, but I guess not really. I guess what I'm trying to say is what I appreciated about the healing process was that I think there was a lot of cultural ways of healing that are cemented that can really help with that. It doesn't make it less painful, doesn't make it less difficult, and obviously death will always be the worst kind of loss one can ever experience in an eternity. I guess what I'm trying to say is that lean into culture, lean into your community, lean into your people, and regardless of what kind of loss you do feel, regardless of the range, it is so important to forgive, to feel what you feel, to find new ways to find like hope in life again, to rely on community, and honestly to have a ceremony of sorts to just signify that end. A ceremony that celebrates what was good and also recognizes the pain that is being experienced now. A ceremony for even recognizing the bad. And I guess that's my advice for everyone. Because I remember for one relative I will not speak of. When I had a difficult connection to them. It was hard when they were gone. But I also had to learn how to heal that pain and how to talk about that and how to write about that difficult, complex feelings where you feel betrayed, when you feel hurt by the person you so like that you've now lost, especially now lost to death. I guess I didn't expect myself to fully talk about death either. I guess I guess a lot has been happening in my life lately. And not just in my life, in other people's lives as well. I guess that's my advice. That's the advice I'm taking for myself right now. Regarding a breakup. And I've yet to do one step, which is a ceremony of sorts. But yes, I can say though that like this is the advice I've employed over throughout my life. Which is not exactly, rather it's advice I've accumulated throughout my life. That is the correct phrase. And the things that I've applied have worked. So I highly recommend the things that, like, if you can apply it, I highly recommend it. It will get better. It will get better. It will get better. It will take time. It will be difficult. But it will get better. I hope everyone takes some time after this to maybe watch a funny movie or even sit with the feelings you're feeling. Don't necessarily force yourself to watch a funny movie. But I do hope that
after this episode, podcast episode, that you do release whatever you're feeling in healthy ways, and let, like, your, like, yeah, like, I guess I should put a trigger warning in the description of this episode. But yeah, like, take your time, and there's much love for you. There's much love out there in this world, and you deserve it. And you deserve peace. Yeah. Also, if you're, like, I guess I could give recommendations if you're experiencing, like, the two recommendations are two things that, like, mean a lot to me. But obviously, like the things that mean a lot to me might not necessarily apply to you, but feel free to try them. If you're experiencing loss from a breakup, I'm actually not sure if I should recommend this one. Okay, I was going to say I recommend Loss and Delirious, but actually I don't, because spoiler alert, there is a suicide, which is not recommended at all. Not, like, you know, so I guess I don't recommend that. I guess what I do recommend is, actually, I think I recommend Call Me By Your Name. Yeah, like, I think I recommend Call Me By Your Name. I think I recommend Brokeback Mountain. I like gay films that don't end in death. Oh wait, Brokeback, okay. You know what I mean? The recommendation section is a little wonky. I should have thought this through beforehand. I guess if I was gonna recommend anything else, is that Black Panther Wakanda Forever, go watch this. Everyone knows when a trailer is gonna deal with a funeral, because Chadwick Boseman, the main actor of Black Panther, the first one, has died. So everyone's aware of that part. So, like, it's not a spoiler. You're gonna see that in the trailer, you know. And so I think it's good to watch that film if you, like, at least I felt like seeing my culture and seeing my ways of healing from that grief, like, can be good. Also, last thing, burn items if you need to. Okay, obviously you do it in a safe way, but if you need to get rid of, like, items that, like, the other person used to have, that can help. But obviously, well, even if it's not items that the person used to have, like items that perhaps you wore on the funeral day, or like worn a certain time that, like, it's just too emotionally significant now, or keep items. Like, it's, I think objects will become very interesting and, like, important, and in terms of just deciding how you cope and heal from that loss of a person. So that's my recommendations. Stay safe, stay community. If you do not have community, please reach out to, like, a hotline. I'll put an American one and a South African one down below. Please Google hotlines. And if your country isn't represented. And yeah, much love to all of you. Bye.
That brings us to an end of this episode. Everything that I'm speaking about is linked down below, and I really hope you guys have enjoyed this episode. And let me know what your thoughts are. I'll be linking out socials in the description below. Until next time, ciao.